S&OP process. The steps of the monthly S&OP process are shown in Exhibit 2-6. Each of the steps has its own unique metrics that, when taken together, provide a comprehensive overview of the organization's performance. Exhibit 2-6, monthly sales and operations planning process. While managers from multiple functions will be doing a lot of the work required to make the S&OP process effective, it is essentially an executive decision-making process. The S&OP process follows steps such as these: reviewing performance, product review, data on demand, sales, backorders, etc., supply, backlogs, inventory levels, etc., marketing, finance, and external events are gathered, evaluating demand levels, demand planning, forecasts are created, and input data or results are modified as needed based on evolving assumptions, price changes, new products, promotions, competitors, the economy, etc. How much demand can be generated through marketing efforts is determined. Evaluating supply capability, supply planning. Production planning compares demand requests against capacity in the long and medium terms to identify constraints. Reconciling demand, supply, and financial plans. This step has three sub-steps. Financial review meeting. This meeting with finance professionals assesses planned financial viability. Pre-S&OP meeting. Issues that do not require executive attention to balance supply and demand are resolved, and an agenda of exception items is created. Executive meeting. Senior executives and business leaders decide on exception items and ensure that the overall plan can still meet objectives and is consistent with strategy. The objective is to improve each division's processes and achieve optimal performance. The result of this process will be consensus, making it a one-number system. Sales and marketing agree to generate this level of demand per product family. Production agrees to produce to this plan, and finance agrees that the plan will be profitable and/or will meet other objectives such as growing market share. This breaks the traditional silo approach where every functional area acts independently and to further its own internal goals. Instead, the functional areas synchronize their goals and the measurements they use to assess success. The S&OP steps are addressed in greater detail next. Step 1, reviewing performance, product review. The first step in S&OP, reviewing performance, is completed within 1 or 2 days after the end of the month. The Information Systems Department, including Information Systems Analysts and Forecast Analysts, must have the systems updated with information from the month that has just ended. Input. The input into this step is the monthly information. Key activities. The activities that are completed in this step include the following. Update data on actual sales, inventories, production, and backlog for the month just ended, finished goods levels, forecast accuracy, on-time performance, etc. Incorporate a product review, such as for new product introduction timing and other product lifecycle changes over the S&OP horizon. Share and discuss the impact of any changes in underlying assumptions or risks such as competitor actions, economic changes, legal/regulatory changes, political changes, supply risks, or demand risks. Generate data needed for the current planning cycle and distribute those data. Generate new data for sales and marketing analysts to use in the new demand forecast, sales analysis data, statistical forecast reports, and revised worksheets for the field sales force. Participants. To ensure that this step in the process is successful, it is recommended that information systems analysts and the forecast analysts be involved. Output. From the information gathered, the sales analysis reports are generated and demand forecasts are updated. Step 2. Evaluating demand levels, demand planning. Once the information has been received from the performance review step, the evaluation of demand levels and demand planning can begin. Statistical forecasts need to be validated or adjusted for other factors as necessary to produce the management forecast. An important activity in this step is overriding the statistical forecast when appropriate and making senior marketing and sales management aware of the adjustment. This is the first step where organizations may discover areas that will require trade-offs. Marketing and sales play a dominant role in this step. Input. Updated sales analysis and demand forecasts are the inputs into this step in the process. Key activities. This step results in the creation of the sales plan, or an update to it. The sales plan is a commitment by the demand planning team to sell the stated volume of each family over the S and OP planning horizon. Key activities include the following. Review data from performance review step on past sales performance. This is done by sales and marketing. Create statistical forecasts for make-to-stock products. Modify the statistical forecast to create the management forecast based on additional demand data from field sales for large accounts, new product introductions and new customers, updates to current products and phase out of old products, input from marketing on promotions, pricing and competitor activity, forecast errors from the prior month such as bias by family, analysis of causes of bias and necessary adjustments, perform other demand management activities such as checking distribution requirements, planning DRP orders or recognizing other sources of demand such as service parts. Create the draft plan or grid for the new month cycle. Note that later steps will result in planned revisions. Convert the unit sales forecast data into monetary units, dollars, euros, renminbi, for use by finance and accounting. Submit the draft sales plan to the supply planning team. Participants. The participants for the demand planning team were addressed earlier. Output. The output of this step is a draft sales plan that includes the new month cycle. Step 3. Evaluating supply capability, supply planning. The third step in S and OP results in the preparation of a draft production plan validated by resource planning as to sufficiency of resources. Input. The primary input for this step is the updated sales plan. Key activities. Key activities conducted by operations and accounting include the following. Review the management forecasts in the production plan from the second step. Test new production plans for sufficiency of aligned and non-aligned production resources and logistics resources. Include in the resource planning report. Modify existing production plans to account for changes in the forecast from the second step and necessary adjustments in inventory or the customer order backlog. Include results in a draft plan to share with the demand team. This may be a back-and-forth process in which either team might suggest changes to the draft sales and or production plans to get them into alignment. Develop a list of issues that require resolution at the pre-S and OP or executive meeting, including the need for funding additional resources. Prepare a resource constraint analysis of the sales and operations plans. Participants. Participants for the supply planning team were addressed earlier. Output. The output is a draft plan that includes updates to the production plan, sales plan, and resource plan. There will also be a list of issues needing resolution to be presented by the S and OP process owner at the pre-S and OP planning meeting. Step 4, financial review meeting. The goal of the financial review meeting is to minimize the number of financial decisions needed in the executive meeting. Inputs. The inputs into this step are any capacity constraints or out-of-tolerance conditions, a list of issues that require resolution, and the supply-side analysis of the sales and operations plans. Key activities. Key activities for the financial review meeting are as follows. Analyze the sales plan, the production plan, and the inventory plan in dollars as well as any alternative production plans for financial impact and feasibility. Finalize projections on the revenues, profits, cash flow, or need for capital for investments for each alternative. Provide a recommendation on the plan that best meets the organization's financial goals as well as financial constraints, budgets, cash flow, capital expenditure limits. Participants. It is recommended that all functional department managers slash heads be involved in the financial review meeting. Outputs. The output of this meeting is a financially validated plan or a recommendation for plan changes to enable meeting financial constraints. Step 4 bits. Pre-meeting. The pre-S and OP meeting can be a single meeting or several meetings with management at various levels of the organization. The pre-S and OP meeting is functional in nature, and it provides the foundation for necessary discussions in the executive meeting. The S and OP team identifies areas of underperformance and gaps within the business plan and develops strategies to resolve these issues, with detailed financial and operations data as a strong set of KPIs based on the metrics most important to the business. Inputs. Inputs include each product family's plans and recommendations from prior steps. Key activities. Key activities for the pre-S and OP meeting are as follows. Reconcile differing recommendations to generate a single recommended plan. Review plans and create recommendations for each product family. reach an agreement and make decisions regarding synchronizing supply and demand and out-of-tolerance conditions. Develop recommendations for resource additions or reductions in labor, shifts, equipment, and outsourcing. Generate alternate action plans for consideration. Set demand priorities when resources are constrained, sales, and marketing. Develop specific recommendations for each product family in a draft plan, no change in sales or operations plan. Increase or decrease in sales or operations plan. Approve an updated financial forecast and financial view of the plans, matching the dollar value of the latest sales forecast for all product families to the annual business plan revenue goals. Set the agenda for the executive meeting, focusing on issues that could not be reconciled in the financial review meeting or the pre-meeting. Participants, it is recommended that all functional department managers/heads be involved in the pre-meeting. This meeting typically includes management from finance, marketing and sales, product development, demand planning, materials and operations. Outputs. The output of the pre-meeting is the agenda for the executive meeting. Some of the questions that should be answered as a result of the agenda are listed in Exhibit 2-7. Step 4C, Executive Meeting. The executive meeting makes decisions on sales and operations plans for each product family and authorizes spending based on rate changes in production and procurement. The meeting relates the impact of S&OP plans for various product groupings to the overall business plan and reviews overall business performance and customer service levels. Executive management has several priorities when managing the overall strategies of the business. They do not typically have time to dig into all of the details. It is important that the issues and proposed resolutions are clearly defined, with visual representations of the data such as KPIs and projections, with the supporting information on hand to answer any questions. A typical S&OP executive meeting agenda should encompass changes during any part of the S&OP planning horizon, the state of financial goals, risks that should be addressed, decisions to be made, production performance, constraints, and an overview of long-term plans. As with any cross-functional effort, the S&OP process will result in disagreements. These disagreements may stem from different ideas and proposed solutions to problems found in the tactical plans designed to achieve the organization's overall objectives. The executive meeting provides an opportunity for the key management of each functional area to escalate any decisions that could not be agreed upon among the S&OP team. The team presents data and analysis to executive management so that a final decision can be made and the next course of action can be determined. Inputs. The key input is the executive meeting agenda developed in the pre-meeting. Key activities. The key activities for the executive meeting are as follows. Review, accept, or modify the pre-S&OP team decisions. Make decisions on product family issues on which the pre-S&OP team did not reach consensus. Authorize significant changes in procurement and production rates. Relate the monetized version of the sales and operations plan to the business plan and modify each as necessary. Review customer service performance and new product issues. Review changes to existing policies relating to supply and demand balancing. Create a final plan that reflects the final decisions for this iteration. Participants. When it comes to the actual executive meeting, the group should be smaller. Outputs. The end result of the executive meeting should be a single company-wide plan that has been agreed upon by the executive team and is clearly understood by all internal stakeholders. This is done by accepting or modifying decisions made by the pre-S&OP meeting team and resolving open issues or exceptions in product families. Successful execution of the S&OP process results in a production plan that is expressed in units and is the best for the business. Successful S&OP is not a one-time shot. It is a process, and it can be continuously improved. If S&OP is executed properly, the organization will be aligned strategically, which will allow it to execute tactically. Organizations that prepare and create a defined, repeatable process have the best plan possible to drive the organization toward its strategic objectives.